This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. And let us welcome you with open arms and open heart to the Alive and Well Natural Health Therapy Hour. Okay, it's us. We're with you. You're with us. And we got all kinds of information for you today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And remember, that says it. That is our passion, that is our focus, that is our purpose, to help you, to help us all be alive and well. And that's what it's there. At Alive and Well, we have all kinds of wonderful formulations, beautiful products, proteins, herbal combinations, organic nutrients, etc., all kinds, broad spectrum, and the greatest prices. You all share that with us, it's true. And hand in hand, there we are in our lovely setting and air conditioning and beautiful setting with the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And remember, a good thing bears repeating, the broth is broad spectrum. It's across the boards, all kinds of wonderful. Yes, it's the broth. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want a wild fish, organic meats, organic chicken, all of those choices are there organically for you, fabulously. And we are thrilled with the relationship we have with the local organic Maui farmers, all the beautiful vegetables we get every single day brought in fresh for all of our recipes. And also, we have a high concentration juicer, fresh, intensely squeezed, for all of these vegetable juices in beautiful glass, no plastic, none of things like that. All of these choices are there, magnificently priced, and we have been reviewed in the newspapers saying that terrific choices, wonderful, delicious, and all of that, and the prices are fabulous.
And we're brothers.
We're brothers.
We're brothers in the broth.
That's right. That's right. We are. And sisters. Don't forget that.
Don't forget the sisters.
Forget the sisters. All right. And, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. Strictly share wonderful information with you about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. That's important that you know. And we share that information with you freely and wondrously and happily.
Every day, every single day, everybody who comes in, we'll always welcome you with open arms and open heart to build health, create new life within yourselves. That's what we're all about.
That's right.
A little old thing like that, like life.
And you remind me of the Vortex water, dear. Many times you remind me. The Vortex water, which is incorporated in our recipes, which is provided there at the Broth Cafe, and which you can fill up your wonderful jugs with Vortex power.
And how do I remind you of Vortex water?
You're like a rushing stream, because sometimes you foam at the mouth a bit.
But
that's
see.
Okay. After all the years we've been together, I put up with that, It's a bit foamy, so I say, okay. And he says, oh, you have to listen. Listen to me. Don't take over. I'm going to be... So the foamy water reminds us of Vortex.
And I'm always spinning around. The Vortex water is alive and well water, okay? Not from the well, but... So be it. It's Maui water, but it's been put through the Vortex machine that we have in the store.
That's right.
And that spins the water around and revitalizes and rejuvenates and reactivates the hydrogen and the oxygen molecules, which equal water.
That's right.
What water is made of, hydrogen and oxygen.
That's right.
And by rejuvenating the molecular structure of the water, gives you rejuvenated drink.
It's just that simple. And
folks.
Very high oxygen and remember, they make this point. It's very, very, very important that Dr. Otto Warburg, in 1938, he medical doctor, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine. There's no higher Award for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly any disease, not even cancer, can arise. And these two parameters, they have proven, are positively supported in the vortex water, very high oxygen content in the water, et cetera. And so that's a, you know, there's just so many benefits to not to doing these, the vortex power in your life.
Okay, babe.
Okay, you really, whatever you may be doing, I really highly recommend, because a lot of this was staggering to us when we learned it this week. And it's very important that you hear this, okay? And this was on the news channels. This is talked across the boards, the news channels. And these were top doctors reporting on this. We're going to get into that. But this, they have a lot of major points they brought up on the news. Okay, right away, here it is. This is a quote. Highest, we have, at the U.S., we have the highest chronic disease rate of any people on planet Earth. 60 to 75% in U.S. Highest chronic disease rate of any people on planet.
Now, we've been reading this for many years.
Yes, we
okay,
have.
From holistic physicians and their publications. But this is the first time that I've heard on the regular news channel or any other news source besides from holistic physicians, the fact that we are one of the sickest, if not the sickest.
The okay. Highest. And they said 60 to 75% of all of our population. And there were so many things. We had a very important medical article on less testosterone and what it does and what causes it. And here they were also reporting on the news that the American teenager has less testosterone than any 60-year-old man because of chemicals in the food and water supply. They get into that further.
And we've been talking about that for years and years and years. All the additives, all the chemicals are not put there for your benefit. They're put there for the food industry.
And
the manufacturers of the food want things to look more colorful.
That's
and
right.
Have a better texture.
That's right.
And have a better
money.
And have a better flavor. So they add all the synthetic chemicals in the world to create those illusions.
And that's exactly what they say. It's because of the chemicals.
That you think by eating, seeing, tasting, and eating this food that you're getting something healthy and something delicious and something natural. But you're not.
You're not lying.
What you're getting is a natural bag of chemicals. Unnatural chemicals for the human body to try to assimilate and create health. And that's why they say we're one of the sickest nations in the world.
We are the sickest.
Okay.
Over and over, they said not one of
the highest chronic disease rate of any country.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's of any people on the planet. And then they also brought up, this is more of the points that the doctors were bringing up on the news. Autism in the United States is an epidemic. One in 10,000 kids in 1970, they did a medical study of 900,000 children, and one in 10,000 kids in 1970 had autism, one in 10,000 kids. Today, autism is 20,000 in 100,000. Many, 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 many times the amount.
One in five.
20 times worse than anything, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what they were saying. And they said, America, how would you like, you know, when you think about getting an award for something, you could say, in a way, you get an award because we're number one. America, said the doctors, is number one in bad health and obesity in the world. Number one in the world. And the Health and Human Services, medical combination, announces their ban on synthetic food dyes. And 60% of people in this country have severe health issues. And RFK reports in the news that today, the foods that dyes that we use and chemicals that we use regularly are banned in all 60 countries. All the other countries stop.
These chemicals have been in our food for 50 years.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Every year, it's more chemicals. It's more synthetics. It's less nutrition, bite for bite, and more chemical additions. Chemistry. Did you ever have a chemistry set when you were a kid? It was the magic of the world. You could create all kinds of wondrous things from the A.C. Gilbert chemistry set. Well, that's what we are now. We are in, our bodies are a culmination of all the chemicals that food industry can create and manufacture and duplicate the sense that you're eating something substantially healthy. It's not. Holistic physicians point out time and time again that every bite of processed food that you eat has 90% less nutrients than it did 70 years ago.
That's right. And a famous doctor, and he is an internal medical specialist, Dr. Frank Contessa. He was a guest on there reinforcing everything. He reported even that the vaccines that have been promoted cause sickness and death, and they're not reported. Okay?
And the reporting system, the adverse drug reactions that people have, and they report them to the government authorities. The government authorities throw them in the wastebasket. They don't listen to what's going on.
No.
They don't want to listen because they're
right.
paid off by the pharmaceutical industry.
And that's exactly what he said.
And by the food industry.
And that's exactly.
Whose only purpose is to sell, sell, sell.
Right.
That's the name of the game.
And the doctor said, and the other specialists were quoted to saying, and that he was there being interviewed too, quote, "Don't feed the United States citizens petroleum and dyes." And that's just the beginning, the specialists say on the news, quote, "Science has been suppressed, the true science, because of big food demagogues." That's the, you know, the crap food and the leaders of all, of promoting all of those terrible
That's right.
chemicals and things.
That's right.
"Food is poison to our kids," say the doctors. And they even go on, he was speaking and others were saying, that about the COVID-19 shots for kids, very dubious. The quote exact is to, "Very profound risks of vaccine myocarditis, that's inflammation of the heart and death, strokes, 23% more deaths with the vaccine than those not vaccinated," say the specialist.
23% more people
vaccine.
Dying from taking the vaccine
right.
than those who did not take the vaccine.
That's right. And
Fauci and all the other scientists, using that term very loosely,
yes, right.
point out that, well, this is a natural, virus, and we had to create these drugs to help to combat the virus. Let me give you some idea of how natural this virus was. The virus was, they had to go to bat caves thousands of miles away from Wuhan laboratories to collect bat poop. Why? They wanted to do advanced scientific research enhancement of the ingredients of bat poop. People have lived in caves and used bat manure for years and years and years as fertilizer. Nobody ever came down with COVID. But with the enhancement techniques in the laboratory, they could make a virus that was found in the bat poop more powerful, more dangerous, more infective, more killing. And so that's what they did. They created the virus to
be a
volatile, deadly disease.
Yes.
Then they said, well, we have the antidote to that because we've also created what's the chemical name? For the virus.
Okay, it's COVID-19.
The vaccine.
Vaccine, that's right. Very
okay.
good, Gary.
So,
hey, did you hear Gary? It sounded really wonderful, didn't he?
He did.
Come on, Gary, jump in and dance a bit.
So
around
now,
a bit.
Then they
okay, sing a song.
Then they said the vaccine is recommended. The vaccine was the only thing allowed to be used to combat the man-created virus.
Right.
And so doing, they killed how many hundreds of thousands
of
people?
That's Dr. Frank Contessa says that the internal, his quote exactly, that the internal medical vaccine side effects, sickness and death, were not reported, says the doctor. And one of the major things that he was reporting also, there was that the rise in turbo cancers in young people, cancers in younger people, and the vaccine connection. He was writing and talking about that. And
one good thing has come out of all of this.
Yes.
And that is a reexamination of all the vaccines. because the vaccines are not as wonderful as people think they are. They don't really do the job we're led to believe that they do. That people die of adverse vaccine reactions for every vaccine. So all the vaccines are made for the same basic purpose, to sell. And that's the name of the pharmaceutical industry, to sell the drug, to sell this miracle from the laboratory, to sell the latest miracle, and to sell many, many miracles to make your life a healthier, wonderful life.
Right. And
if you ever listen to a television commercial about a drug on television, listen to it. Listen, 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 because it's full of miracles the first 5 or 10 seconds. And then if you listen closely toward the end of the commercial, you will hear side effects such as liver damage, heart attack, stroke, death, all kinds of terrible side effects.
That's why we say take back your health. And we have to applaud, Dennis and I really applaud, this is Doctor's Journal. It's called Integrative Medicine, IMCJ, Integrative Medicine, Doctor's Journal, okay? Integrative Medicine reporting, all right? And they are reporting here, which is something that Dennis stresses all the time, and I have to applaud Dennis right now for stressing it so often. But here's what the doctors are saying. There's such a long list of common diseases now caused by or aggravated by mitochondrial dysfunction, it is impossible to overstate its importance. And here is a list of just saying, this is just a partial list, say the doctors, caused or aggravated by mitochondrial dysfunction. Early aging, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, that's ALS, Alzheimer's disease, autism, cardiovascular disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, dementia, diabetes, Huntington's disease, migraine headaches, Parkinson's, that's the uncontrollable shaking. Look at this. And the essential nutrients they go into, and I'm going to give this to you in a second, dear, that they say the essential nutrients for production of adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which creates healthy mitochondria, they put right at the list are the CardioQ10 and acetyl L-carnitine. They at the top of the list.
An alpha lipoic acid.
An alpha lipoic, yes, okay. They go into that. They go on to say the cardio coenzyme Q10 transports high energy electrons, the B vitamins and magnesium and NAD. But now,
let me refresh people's mind what mitochondria are.
Yes.
The mitochondria are the very creators of life in every cell in your body. Keep in mind, again, I've said this so many times, but please keep in mind that every cell in your body, individually, by that cell, cell by cell, is invisible. It's not as big as a dot on a piece of paper. But every cell in your body has, within that invisible cell, a heart cell, and a heart cell under a microscope. You see 5,000 invisible mitochondria. 5,000 invisible pieces of poof in one poof cell. And all those cells put together into an 8.5-ounce piece of meat planted in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart. And that heart has the energy to pump every second of your life. Every second of your life, 60 beats a minute. That's a good, healthy heartbeat. What? If you climb a flight of stairs, it goes 70 or even higher. If you're running, if you're an athlete, it's pumping like crazy. Why? Because those mighty mitochondria are creating energy in every invisible cell. And that gives that heart the strength to pump the way it pumps. The brain has innumerable numbers of mitochondria in every neuron. Every single neuron, it's impossible to count them all. So they say it's 10,000 is a number they throw out there. It's 10,000 mitochondria in every brain cell. And that brain cell weighs, the brain weighs 2.5 pounds. And it's going day or night, sleep or awake, that brain is functioning and making everything coordinate with the heart and the blood and all the nutrients into your system to create life.
Right.
Life, and not chemicals, life.
Yes, and you know that the doctors here in their report, this is again, this is a doctor's report, the fundamental thing of the mitochondria and things that damage it. And they say here, they start by saying that drugs that severely damage the mitochondria are acetaminophen, antibiotics, aspirin, AZT, cocaine, indomethacin, methamphetamine, L-DOPA, and they make a real point about the NSAIDs. Over-the-counter painkillers are a leading cause of liver failure and mitochondrial damage. And we tell people that all the time because people come to us just about every minute that we're at Alive and Well with the magnificent effects of the wonderful, healthy, free of any chemicals, free of any allergens, pain power.
And all of these chemicals.
And they include the statin drugs because it robs the body of the cardio-Q10, which the body needs in order to have mitochondria.
And all of these chemicals, as I've said so many times, maybe you're tired of hearing it, but all of these man-made chemicals, all these improvement marketing geniuses create inflammation. Inflammation. Think of the fire in Lahaina. Think of the fire raging now in New Jersey. Think of the fire that desolated the Southern California. That's what happens in your brains. That's what happens in your eyes. That's what happens in your cells and every cell in your body. Inflammation, chronic inflammation, fire is the creator, the instigator of all debilitating cellular life and hence disease.
Right.
Every disease emanates from chronic inflammation response in your body. And what contributes to that?
These terrible
what you're eating.
Right, and
do you
the
have
terrible
a choice
medications.
Of course. But do you realize that sugar creates inflammation? The refined carbohydrates create inflammation.
And all the chemicals. And here the doctor goes on to say, because of this destruction of mitochondria, he says the serious concern is widespread and growing because of the use of statin drugs. Many of the that's the cholesterol drugs, pushed all the time. Many of the adverse events associated with these prescriptions are well explained by the mitochondrial dysfunction they cause, and secondary to the depletion of the cardio-CoQ10, those terrible drugs, which the heart and the body and everything needs in order to produce mitochondrial health.
And the statins.
And it is not surprising that statins increase all-cause mortality. Do you know what all-cause mortality means? That's death from any reason and most chronic disease, all right? They're telling you that.
And how they do this, how the statin drugs do this, is they destroy the mitochondria. You're given statin drugs for your cholesterol, for a heart condition. Holistic physicians say the statin drugs weaken the muscle of your heart. Your heart becomes weaker. Your arms become weaker. The brain becomes more befuddled. Why? You're taking statin drugs, say the holistic physicians. And those drugs are designed to neutralize the mitochondria. The mitochondria are the source of life in every cell in your body. So the statin drugs reduce that. Cholesterol, they say, is not the cause of heart disease. Cholesterol is needed by every cell in your body. It's needed by your heart. It's needed by your brains.
That's
and
right.
When you take anti-cholesterol,
can't make hormones.
And when you take anti-cholesterol drugs, you have sarcopenia. The cells, the muscles lose their strength. That's why the heart becomes weaker. It loses its strength. The mitochondria are destroyed by the statin drugs.
Right. And
so you take the statin drugs for years. You take the blood pressure drugs for years. You take all of this. And then what happens? you die of heart disease.
Right. And the doctors go on to say in their report, this is all medical report. This is all the medical report that we were talking, Integrative Medicine, Clinician's Journal. They say you must optimize to your nutrient status to improve your mitochondrial function. Decrease toxin exposure, they say. Provide nutrients that protect the mitochondria from this oxidative stress. Utilize these nutrients that create mitochondrial ATP production.
And they say here, that's the secret of life.
Okay, you have to take a very high quality, good multivitamin and mineral with 2 to 3 times recommended daily intake for most nutrients, especially the B vitamins, which is why we had the Healthy One put together by top specialists, because of all those great nutrients. But the top of his list, he says, in order of my preference, says the doctor, are number one, cardio coenzyme Q10, alpha lipoic acid, acetyl L-carnitine, NAC, are we hearing this? We talk about these, and vitamin E.
And taurine.
And then he goes on in addition, taurine, PQQ, pyriloquinol quinine.
Okay? Major neurotransmitter creator.
And I mean, these are the major nutrients we have been talking about endlessly, okay? And I want you to read this, Dennis, because he's talking about the cardio Q10.
All right.
And he's talking about the other nutrients right here, okay? Can you read that right here?
Can I read that? Can I read?
I can
read.
Go right ahead.
Watch me. Watch. Listen,
Gary,
I'm going to read. I'm going to read now.
Gary's a witness to that.
Okay. Listen up. I'm going to read.
Okay.
Just as the doctor wrote it, folks, word for word, there are many reasons to recommend CardioCoQ10. CardioCoQ10 carries the high energy electrons through the ETC. Deficiency means not only decreased adenosine triphosphate production, energy in your cells, but also increased electron loss, causing oxidative damage, which results in inflammation. CardioCoQ10 is also an important intramitochondrial antioxidant. Wow, I love that word.
I love that. That's terrific.
Intramitochondrial antioxidant, right where those reactive oxygen species are being produced. A reactive oxygen species is not healthy, but that's your body makes them as a part of metabolism. But the mitochondria and the CardioQ10 and the taurine and the acetyl L-carnitine all reduce those reactive oxygen species, as does DHA from fish oil, etc. It is not surprising, says the doctor, that research has shown a strong correlation between a species' ability to produce cardiocoenzyme Q10 and their longevity.
Length of life and quality
of life.
Those who
can produce the cardioCoQ10 live longer and healthier.
True.
Clinical research on supplemental cardioCoQ10 is positive and growing. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And the other,
And let me just say, there's 100 people who are selling CoQ10, and it's important to know that the CardioCoQ10 is considered by holistic physicians to be the most effective, the most efficient, the purest form, the most energizing, the most mitochondrial boosting and creating form of CoQ10
is. That's right, and that's critically important that you use that and do that.
Because you're using it to prolong the life of the mitochondria. Again, those little pieces of poop create life.
It creates ATP, that CardioQ10, adenosine triphosphate, cellular energy for the heart and the other muscles of the body.
And the ATP is produced by the mitochondria. And the CardioCoQ10 produces and aids in the creation of mitochondria.
That's right.
That's a healthy heart. That's a healthy brain. That's a healthy bicep, tricep, little toe, you name it. It's the essence of energy and life being created second by second in your body.
And it's buddies that the doctors and the specialists are talking about. The acetyl L-carnitine and the alpha lipoic acid. The doctors in Europe have applauded those great nutrients.
And
those
here it
great
says,
nutrients. for the longest time, and it has to be the acetyl form of L-carnitine, which passes the blood-brain barrier and the heart barrier and works magnificently to regenerate all the tissues.
Then goes on to say, these nutrients, alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl L-carnitine, are used to increase mitochondrial adenosine triphosphate production. Again, what Mona was saying, the adenosine triphosphate is the creation of the mitochondria. And the adenosine triphosphate gives every cell in your body the oomph to be alive and well.
And you know what really shocked me, Dan? Because we heard so much of the European doctors, how it helped the heart and how it helped so many different things. But also the bringing out the fact that it regenerated the nervous system and prevented nerve damage, which involved in so many different illnesses. But one of the major things, it's the leading thing in Europe, and they went out and published all the findings. It's the leading thing, the most powerful antidepressant with zero side effects, because they were listing terrible side effects of the drug antidepressants, all the different categories. But that the acetyl L-carnitine, the leading thing used in Europe for depression, worked within 2 to 3 days, was endlessly more powerful than the drugs and had zero side effects. And their recommendation was right into the stratospheres of acetyl L-carnitine, not only for all the other benefits for the brain and the heart, and the brain, don't forget the brain too, but also that it was antidepressant.
And get this, folks. Are you seeing the picture? Are you seeing the bigger picture? The drug industry is there to reduce symptoms. Thank God they can reduce symptoms. But the drugs they use reduce the symptoms, but they don't create new cellular life.
And that so-called reducing the symptoms can be take just a very short time, and then it makes a lot of horrible other symptoms.
That's right.
That's the horrible other symptoms.
The drugs don't create adenosine triphosphate.
No.
They don't encourage the growth of new mitochondria. They don't increase the energy-producing effect of every magic cell in your body. They suppress. And thank God they suppress the negative things, but they also suppress the positive things. That's why people have negative side effects from taking drugs. The positive things of life are being suppressed, and the body goes into complete mayhem.
You know, one of the major things you've often brought up, the doctors bring up right here in their journal of one of the leading things to use for mitochondrial production is N-acetylcysteine, and that's the doctor reporting it in the IMCJ, the glutathione editorial.
Glutathione is remarkable, produced by the liver and the NAC.
That's what they say. The key role of NAC is to increase intracellular glutathione, which is then pumped into the mitochondria. This glutathione is critical, say the doctors, for protection of the mitochondria from oxidative damage. That is so incredible because of the multitudinous roles, leading thing in throughout the even throughout the United States for liver regeneration, and they make that point at the hospitals and the top doctor. The leading cause of liver failure are over the counter painkillers, the Tylenol and the rest of them, the NSAIDs, and also the NAC is a regenerator for the kidneys, okay, magnificently.
How about the lungs?
And the lungs, that's right, enables, okay, and it says, one of the definitions, eliminates abnormal and excessive mucus congestion. I had again, and it's not me, I'm just a messenger, but a lady came in, you know, replenishing her supply, saying that her 22-year-old daughter was with such severe asthma. I lived through that when I was young, too. Such severe asthma was dramatically helped by the NAC, the quercetin with vitamin C, and the Allermax nutrients. But, you know, NAC is a leading thing, and it eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion.
And if you want to hear a chilling story, I'm not going to repeat my testimonial on the radio again. I've said it so many times. But if you've never heard my testimonial about my lung desecration and the remarkable effects of NAC, come into the store. I'll be happy to bend your ear as long as you want to put up with it in telling you how I recovered from severe lung disintegration and kidney destruction to abundant good health with NAC and vitamin C. It's just that simple.
And then, you know, the doctor, one of the main doctors reporting there in the journal here is Associate Editor Sid McDonald Baker, MD, and he's reporting one of the many, and in his summary, along with the others, he says here, there is so much more that could be written about mitochondria from the perspective of an integrative medicine clinician. I think we are seeing only the tip of the iceberg of the role of mitochondrial dysfunction in our patients' disease and ill health, says the doctor. As the environment becomes more polluted and drug prescribing increases, says the doctor, this problem will become even worse. The good news is that there is a lot we can do to help, as we have just mentioned and reported in the IMC.
So what the doctor is saying, the more drugs you take, the more destruction of the mitochondria you have. It's just that simple. But the drug companies say it isn't that simple. You've got to reduce the symptoms. You've got to take this drug for the rest of your life. And whether it's a cancer drug or a heart drug or whatever the drug is, it gives symptomatic relief, but it doesn't build new life. And the mitochondria do the life-building process in every cell in your body. Your eyes, your brains, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your little toe, all are dependent upon mighty mitochondria. And they create the adenosine triphosphate, which energizes and gooses up all the metabolism in your body.
That's right. And you know, it's just incredible. Because we were talking about how they were reporting, the doctors were reporting about how young boys, 20-year-olds, have the sperm count and quality so diminished in sperm count that we read that before, that they were reporting that they were like 60 or older year old or older men.
They have less testosterone than does a 60-year-old.
And sperm counts.
Okay.
And you know, the doctors, Dr. Joseph Mercola, who just lists clinical trials, he's just a reporter, okay, and a top MD, just came out also in the news that men with healthier sperm live longer. Medical studies find. And the story abbreviated, then he goes into it. Sperm counts have declined by 50% over the last 55 decades. Okay, wow. With poor sperm quality linked to chronic diseases and increased mortality. That means death for many reasons. A recent study shows that men with higher sperm counts live longer on average. And they amazing. Low sperm quality.
Well, the sperm volatility, the sperm count and sperm volatility is dependent upon good health.
That's right.
And when you're eating nothing but man-made chemicals and colorings and flavorings and conditioners, you're not creating food for your body, and therefore the cells begin to starve.
That's just what they
one
say.
One by one.
They say low sperm quality correlates with earlier onset of all diseases, especially cardio, heart, metabolic conditions.
Right.
This shows that semen quality serves as a marker for health. Major factors that reduce the sperm quality include obesity, bad diet, chronic stress, exposure to electromagnetic fields, toxic chemicals. Strategies to improve this health include maintaining healthy weight, proper nutrition, stress management, and avoid all these toxins. And
but how do you avoid them? How do you avoid the complete permeating of our society with synthetic stuff that doesn't contribute to life? It is flavor. It tastes better. It feels better. It looks better. Oh, that's the magic of the food industry.
No,
it's synthetic chemicals to your food, which depletes the nutritional content of every bite you put in your mouth.
And that's what they say. And even the study, just so you know, it's not something made up. How does semen quality predict lifespan? This study, medical study, published in the Journal of Human Reproduction, March 2025, followed 78,284 men for 50 years to determine whether poor semen quality is just a fertility issue or a broader marker of overall health. So they researched and analyzed them, all of the, they found higher sperm counts linked to longer lifespans, Okay? Extremely low sperm counts carry the highest death risk. Men with low sperm counts, 5 million, under 5 million mobile sperm, had a 61%, listen to this, had a 61% higher risk of dying early.
From any cause.
That's right. Compared to less than 39% for men with no sperm at all. This means men with very low sperm production had worse health outcomes than those producing no sperm at all. And the low sperm counts were linked to much more hospitalization. They went into another major study, and all of this going on and on and on, and developed diseases earlier. Ugh, unbelievable. And here, Dan, could you read this? Could semen quality be a biomarker for male health, okay? I do want you to say, because one of their main things was chronic inflammation, lower sperm count, systemic inflammation. But their summary
I'll get to that. Let me read this article. Okay. Word for word, folks, just like the doctor wrote it. Could sperm quality be a biomarker for male health? Researchers examined how medical conditions and lifestyle factors impact sperm quality and identified several important connections between semen health and systemic disease. Poor semen quality is linked to metabolic disorders. Men with lower sperm counts and slower sperm movement were more likely to have obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure. Now, let me just stop for a second. All of those conditions, the obesity, the diabetes, and the blood pressure, are basically dietetic.
Yes.
What you put into your mouth.
Yes.
What you put into your mouth either builds health or doesn't. These conditions disrupt hormone levels, which directly affect sperm production, sperm movement, and shape. Low testosterone plays a major role in sperm health. Men with lower testosterone levels are found to have a higher risk of sperm abnormalities, higher body fat, and increased inflammation. Since
destroys.
Since testosterone is essentially for heart health, metabolism, and immune function, poor sperm quality often signals broader health negative problems.
And just like we were reading before, just to interject, that the young men had a huge drop in sperm quality taking these chemicals and dyes in the food. That's
absolutely
what the doctor's reporting. We reported it earlier.
But what affects the young men also affects the older men.
Of course it does.
So men's testosterone level starts to go down naturally with even healthy males in their 40s. Okay, so now it's going down in your 30s.
And 20s for the young men.
That's right.
Who are taking in these chemicals and toxins in their food.
And it's so toxic. Anyhow, oxidative stress damages sperm and reduces fertility. Oxidative stress occurs when harmful molecules called reactive oxygen species build up in the body, damaging sperm DNA and reducing the sperm's ability to move properly. The study found that excess visceral fat, fat around the internal organs, increases inflammation, worsens oxidative stress, and further degrades sperm health.
And remember, the thing about that type of fat, visceral fat, is a sign of poor insulin use and excess sugar, and the body deposits it. You know, it's called metabolic syndrome.
It also plays havoc with your heart and your lungs,
right.
All your internal organs.
That's exactly right.
Going on with the article, insulin resistance weakens sperm production. The study linked insulin resistance, a precursor to diabetes. Insulin resistance is a precursor to diabetes. It's compared to lower testosterone levels and poor sperm production, creating a harmful cycle where low testosterone leads to increased body fat, which in turn worsens hormonal imbalances and sperm damage, and further signals deeper metabolic dysfunction.
Wow. All of those
and chronic inflammation. It goes on to speak.
Yes.
Read the thing about
chronic inflammation.
Inflammation.
And, you know, and again, when sperm were not only fewer in number, but when they're genetically damaged, they increase the risk of birth defects, long-term health issues for offspring, high blood pressure impairs sperm production. And then they make this point. Common blood pressure medications, particularly calcium channel blockers, decrease sperm count and mobility. Those blood pressure drugs, rather than taking the nutrients. And poor sperm quality, say the doctors, was linked to harmful sugar byproducts, which they called advanced glycation, AGES, which also causes Alzheimer's and brain deterioration and so many diseases.
Major inflammatory.
Systemic inflammation. These AGES, sugar byproducts, interfere with the body's hormonal system, reducing testosterone and sperm while increasing the risk of metabolic diseases. And they talk about the semen quality is an early warning sign of metabolic and disease and heart disease, okay? So it's a key marker, and they make this point in the comprehensive review medical studies reporting 217 medical studies published between 2000 and 2022. And medical research has found that excess body fat drops sperm concentration and causes erectile dysfunction, lower libidity, and diet high in processed foods, trans fats, refined sugars, is linked to lower sperm quality. In contrast, in the medical studies, diets that were rich in antioxidants, including vitamin C and E, the super pure omega-3 fats from fish oils, improve sperm movement, reduce DNA damage, and protect against oxidative stress. Okay, well, all the things we've said, the good fats, okay?
And that's why Pain Power is so systemically important. Not just for your bad knee, not just for your arthritic fingers that don't function anymore, but for your brain. Inflammation in your brain causes destruction. It's a fire. It's an inferno. Inflammation in your heart, inflammation in your heart muscle causes the same conflagration that it does in your brain, or that's in Lahaina or Southern California or now in New Jersey. Uncontrollable fire, uncontrollable destruction of vital components. And what are those vital components? Your intercellular activity, the mitochondria, the adenosine triphosphate, all those things create life within every invisible cell.
And the doctors say right here, about organic proteins and healthy fats, and they say they should make up a far greater amount of your daily calories coming from organic coconut oil, organic butter, ghee, all of these, and avoid vegetables oils, as they are loaded with linoleic acid. Which
what are those oils? Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils.
Yes.
All of those things create inflammation. Again, back to fire.
That's
back to pollutants. Yes, you can have a handful of almonds or pecans or whatever you want, but let it be a handful, not a whole container, not a whole bag.
Right.
Alrighty?
Yes.
Because excess...
Right.
What? You want to say something?
Yes, that's right. That's very good. You're absolutely right about everything you said. So I just want to say, when you want to hear us giving you this great, important information, remember that Alive and Well has a new schedule. So be sure to listen. You know, it's new each week, but it is repeated three times. 3 p.m. on Mondays, 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, the 11:10 a.m. on the Kauai radio, okay? So listen to because this is incredibly important information. We want you to have that information. And remember, too, that we are there for you. We never charge. You know, you can call the 877-4950 for any one of our magnificent, wondrous services. Even have all your food ready at the cafe. You want to do that? You want to take out a whole lot? You want to have a party at home instead of toxic foods? Give them the organic, wonderful foods and all the marvelous choices that we have. calling the 877-495-0 for any of our services, mailing, shipping, anything that you like. And remember, too, that Dennis and I are not doctors, don't pretend to be, but we love to share great information. We never charge a dime, but if you make an appointment with Dennis or with me, we'll sit comfortably with you in a beautiful sofa area and just share great information.
And we're available 6 days a week.
That's
Monday
right,
through Saturday.
That's okay. Right. So call the 877-495-0 for any one of our magnificent services. Mm-hmm. We got it there for you. Remember, take back your health. Take it and you can do that. You can make that decision that makes all the difference in the world, okay? You can do that. We are there and come, and you've got to be eating at that broth cafe. It's all the world of difference, and the choices of the great nutrients going on and on and on about what you can do to take. And I'm very glad that you're hearing a lot of information.
And all the vitamins we talk about in Alive and Well, the Alive and Well brand, are the highest quality products on the market. There are none better quality than the Alive and Well brand.
And this is Dennis Jones, right?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
All right. I'm Dennis Jones.
And I'm Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time, folks, that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.